Welcome. My name is Melissa Hoffman, a public health associate at the Medical Society of the State of New York, and I'm here today with Dr. Florence Shum. We are going to have a brief discussion on fibromyalgia.
Hi, my name is Dr. Florence Shum. I am a practicing neurologist for about 10 years, and I am board certified in neurology. I also have board certification in clinical neurophysiology as well as electrodiagnostic medicine, and I work primarily in Staten Island and Brooklyn, New York.
What is fibromyalgia?
Sure. So fibromyalgia is sometimes puzzling for even physicians. Many still consider it as a syndrome with collection of symptoms and problems without an identifiable cause. It was originally thought to be a rheumatologic condition because, like diseases such as rheumatoid arthritis, it is characterized by musculoskeletal pain, but research has since shown that there are no abnormalities in the musculoskeletal system in people with fibromyalgia. Instead, the problem appears to lie in the pain processing pathways of our central nervous system. Basically, it is a disorder characterized by widespread musculoskeletal pain accompanied by fatigue, sleep disturbance, cognitive impairment, and mental distress. Researchers believe that fibromyalgia amplifies painful sensations by affecting the way your brain processes pain signals.
What are the common symptoms of fibromyalgia?
Some of the common symptoms include widespread pain, typically constant and dull, fatigue, myofascial pain, twitches, sleep disorders, cognitive impairment, headache, tingling or numbness, digestive problems, morning stiffness, and dysmenorrhea.
Is there a known cause or trigger of fibromyalgia?
There is no known cause for fibromyalgia that we know of as of today. Symptoms sometimes begin after a physical trauma, surgery, infection, or significant psychological stress. In other cases, sometimes symptoms will gradually accumulate over time with no single triggering event. How fibromyalgia is developed is not well understood either. It is thought that there is dysregulation of how pain is perceived, possibly from increased sensitivity of different neurotransmitters and pathways such as dopaminergic neurotransmission and increased sensitivity of NMDA receptors.
Who is at risk for developing fibromyalgia?
Fibromyalgia affects approximately 5 million Americans. It is more common in middle-aged women, but can present in either gender and at any age. There is increased risk of developing fibromyalgia if a relative also has this condition. Other conditions such as osteoarthritis, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus also have increased risk of having fibromyalgia.
Who should I talk to about my concerns of having fibromyalgia?
Patients should start their primary physicians. Then, if necessary, they would be referred to rheumatologists and neurologists for further treatment.
What are the steps involved in diagnosing fibromyalgia?
It is a clinical diagnosis, and according to American College of Rheumatology, the inclusion of tender points in diagnosis were removed in 2011. Instead, the focus became symptom-based assessment. Symptoms are now evaluated using WPI, which stands for Widespread Pain Index, and SS, or Symptom Severity Scale. Widespread Pain Index, where points were given to areas where patient felt pain, and Severity Scale measures patient's fatigue level and cognitive symptoms.
Is there a cure for fibromyalgia?
Unfortunately, there's no cure for fibromyalgia, but medications are available that can successfully alleviate some of these pain symptoms. Currently, there are three FDA-approved medications for treatment of fibromyalgia. They are pregabalin, duloxetine, and minisoprim. Some of the off-label drug therapies are also available. They include tricyclic antidepressants, gabapentin, some of the anticonvulsants, phenofaxine, SSRIs, cyclobenzaprine, and also some other pain medications.
And what are some alternative treatment options for managing fibromyalgia symptoms?
So cognitive behavior therapy, exercise, vitamin D, Tai Chi, and acupuncture are some of the alternative treatment options that have shown to be successful for patients, and they can try with minimal risks.
Thank you, Dr. Shum, and thank you for listening to this program on fibromyalgia. Please go to MISNI's CME website for free CME programs on this and many other topics.